Being True to Yourself. Thomas Merton, the great Christian mystic, says, "We need to learn to cross the abyss that separates us from ourselves." Take some time now to sit quietly, to let your mind settle, to bring in a loving sense of presence, and to listen deeply. We each have unique gifts and unique temperament, and they need to be honored. As you sit quietly, reflect on these questions. How does it feel when I'm most true to myself? What are the circumstances and the times that can foster this? How can I bring this more alive in my life? Take your time and listen, making space for any answers that will come. Your true nature may be to accommodate and collaborate with others, or your true nature may be to go it more alone. Listen. What is your own nature? When are you most true to yourself? And now ask, where am I least true to myself? What are the circumstances and times that foster this disconnection? How does it feel? What do I envision would be the result if I was more true to myself even there? Without trying to change others, simply out of respect for yourself, what do you think would happen? Keep an open mind. And now, most importantly, envision being true to yourself and expressing yourself with love. How would it change your life to live in this way, being true to yourself and embodying a loving heart? This is possible for you. Try it.